Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with regards to dhikr. Allah has given big, great rewards for his dhikr. In the Qur'an al-Hakim, in the Noble Qur'an, and in the Hadith, Allah ta'ala has mentioned the rewards, the massive rewards for dhikr. And in different ways, different thawab, different rewards have been mentioned. Different times, different rewards come at different times. Especially dhikr in the morning and in the evening. With regards to this, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned various times, various occasions, that always when a person does dhikr at different times, there's a separate reward, there's a unique reward. If you do dhikr in solitude, alone, there's a different reward. And if you do dhikr in an assembly, in a gathering, in a jama'at, then the thawab for that is very great indeed. And you keep on hearing, you keep on listening, we discuss and you read hadith. All the thawab, if we see, they are there. But in the morning and in the evening, this is clear. And that dhikr done in the jama'at, in a gathering, in the form of a gathering, in the morning, in the evening, when that jama'at sits and does dhikrullah, what is the reward, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what has he mentioned with regards to this? And it puts all the other rewards down below. Then if we look at our laziness, if we look at our condition, if we look at our situation, then we don't believe that we have iman, we have belief, or something lacking inside me, or do I have concern for the hereafter? Morning and evening, when the sun rises and when the sun sets, these are great times. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that if somebody, an individual, in the form of a gathering, joins an assembly and does dhikrullah, then the reward is very unique for that. Allah's Nabi ﷺ has stated, and the true lover of Allah, then he will feel this and he will appreciate this, that if a person joins a gathering, a jama'at, and does dhikrullah, remembers Allah, and the thawab for that in the morning and the evening, the thawab, the reward is this, that the Prophet ﷺ said that that gathering, that jama'at is so beloved to me, so dear to me, I really like those people who sit and do dhikr at this time, that my heart feels that I sit with them and remember Allah. Tell me. In other words, it's like this. Yes, Mufassireen, the commentators have spoken about this, that this jama'at, when they do dhikrullah, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ's physically, he's present there. He's present there. And how much, tell me, the thawab, the reward, a person cannot imagine. That there's dhikr, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his spiritual, his presence, his nur, his light. Imagine the reward, and how dear that gathering will be in the eyes of Allah. At that time, when does a person understand this, realize this? That, you know, those who make the graves. From 20 years, he said, I've worked in digging the graves. And he says, I see unique, different experiences when I dig the graves. Sometimes it happens that I start to dig the grave, prepare the grave, and whilst I'm digging the grave, then the spiders start coming out, insects. And they come out so many, those insects, spiders, that it's very difficult to dig that grave. Then I leave that grave and I go to another portion of land. Then I dig, and even there the spiders, insects come out. To this extent that we need to get medical help to kill those insects. We have to use chemicals that somehow... we need to lower this deceased into the grave. Look, we have to die as well. And they say that some graves are like this, different, that when we dig the grave, then it feels as if that grave is already prepared. Already prepared. So easy it is, they say, just 4 or 5 hours it takes normally to dig a grave or prepare a grave. They say it doesn't even take 15 minutes to prepare that grave of a certain person. They'll say that you'll be surprised, some of them say, that you can smell the rose, the petals, the flowers, the fragrance of flowers from the grave. We think there's somebody throwing this fragrance into here. That's how much fragrance emanates from that grave. So my brothers, these are the amal, the deeds that will be useful for us in the grave. So much laziness, laid back, neglect, and what excuses and taste and enjoyment of this dunya, it takes us far from such these deeds. I say that in their life, if a person just grabs hold of dhikrullah, just do dhikrullah. There's one of our sahib, one of our colleagues, and he was saying that 54, 45 deaths, he does the funeral, he works in the funeral section, he said 54, 45 deaths, so quickly people are dying, passing away. So are we not going to die? Tell me. Such a big reality that there's no condition that if he's sinful, whatever, whether it's a woman or a man, sister or brother, that the man will come physically in the Jamaat, and if the women sit at home and join the dhikr with us, then they are also joining in this gathering. Look at this. Today, if we make our grave with fragrance, full of the fragrance of flowers, it's like a garden of paradise. Just a little bit, we have to mold ourselves. Just, there's a time, the Holy Prophet ﷺ told us the time, there's no business, no trade. Just control this, the sleeping pattern. And just control the desires. Well, there's no business to that time, no trade. The whole day is in your hand. The whole day is in your hand. Do what you want to do. Yes, from the time before the sun rises and the time after the sun sets. Just like in the evening. Is anyone going to work now? Tell me. There's nothing. What work are you going to do now? Yes, mashallah. Illa, there are some people who work maybe online, or have to do something. So tell me, why do you do such things? For the sake of Allah. Connect yourself to dhikrullah. And morning and evening, the dhikr, and the whole world, this dhikr is spreading. Connected. You know, our majlis, our gathering. In other words, one sister, she phoned me, and the tears came out from my eyes. And she's telling me about her situation from Pakistan, and from the desert, sort of village area, rural area. She said, Hazrat Sahib, since I've taken bayah with you, pledge allegiance to you, it's been 15 years, I think, she said. Since that day until now, I have not missed any majlis gathering of dhikr. Imagine, not morning nor evening. What a great sister she is. Yes, she said, sometimes it happens that, like in the night, you will finish dhikr at our fajr time starts, and then alongside that, I stay awake all night long, then alongside that, I sit down until ishraq, I do dhikr with you, until ishraq, I sit. And all night my pass is like this, the morning and evening the dhikr. I thought, subhanAllah, amazing achievement. So this is the effort, great effort. And she said that there's no pain difficult to me for me during the day. No problem. But such Allah Ta'ala has given love, mashallah, that 15 years is the greatest istiqamah, steadfastness. Look at that. She said, no one day can I remember that I have left any of your gatherings, majlis, gathering of dhikr. Look at this. And how foolish we are, stupid. That here the majlis is here in our own country, region, same time. And me and you, can we compare with such a person? There's such a great bountiful Allah, the person who has love for Allah, connection for Allah, who doesn't miss a majlis. Allah Ta'ala's love, these people are immersed in the love of Allah. The love of Allah is filled inside them. Imagine. The Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his name is Ahmad, his respected name. Ahmad. What does that mean? What's the meaning of Ahmad? Allah Ta'ala, from his name, he's praised him, that the whole universe from the beginning until the end. Nothing, there was nothing before. My Mahbub was present, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From the beginning till then, nobody came, nobody will come like him, Ahmad. That's how great is a person who does dhikrullah, hamd. This is the quality of the Prophet, those people who say they love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, his wujud, Allah praised his wujud, his being, that I kept his name Ahmad, that he will be the greatest dhakir in the universe. Nobody can compare to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such a great dhakir. that when the day of judgment will be established, everybody will be stood there at that time as well. The Maqam-e Mahmood, then the what flag will be given to him in his hand? The flag of dhikr, hamd, praise of Allah. So this is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And it's such that from the most illiterate person, the person who doesn't read, who can't write, who has no knowledge, a person who's sick, who's unwell, who is weak, could be a woman, could be a man, it's so easy that every person very easily can say, Allah. Allah, say Allah. Say Allah. Did it take much to say? No. Tell me. It's not hard work. So how light and beautiful and great is the name of Allah. So just keep reciting this. Just keep reciting this. That's it. Mahmud, Ahmad, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise for him. Dhikr. Because everything comes from dhikrullah. Is this the case or not? Tell me. Think. So my colleagues, being lazy from dhikrullah, going far from dhikrullah, this is death for an individual. He's not alive, that person who doesn't do dhikr. So try, make effort, and make your life beneficial. Okay, work in the day as much as you can. But the time of dhikr, just like the birds come back to their nests in the evening, all of us should leave work in the morning and evening and sit in the gathering of dhikr. Without any greed. Not this, I'm doing dhikr, then demand Allah Ta'ala for this, and then Allah, give me a son, I do dhikr. Why don't give me a son, I do dhikr as well? Why is my actions of the world not being completed? I'm doing dhikr, why is this stalling? Why is my level not increasing? Why am I not a khalifa? Why am I not this? This is not the dhakir who makes demands. These are people who are greedy, looking for something, that they are loving Allah due to some greed of the dunya. There's one person without any condition, he loves Allah. Yes, he has no greed, no want, no requirement. And this is the ishq and muhabbat that is useful. Either have the love for the shaykh or the prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Allah. These are the three connections. Remember this. With the shaykh, when you have love, that's the true love. And that's what progresses. Why do you love the shaykh? Because you have love for Allah. It's for the sake of Allah. I give my all, my life for this shaykh, for the guide, for the sake of Allah. And such love you should feel in the heart. My Hazrat Sahib used to say that even in the heart you should have love with the shaykh. In the heart, love in the heart, not just in the heart, but there should be ishq, deep embedded love. And you should be mad, crazy in love for the teacher. You shouldn't be at ease until you don't see the face of your shaykh. This the Sahaba Akram, the noble companions, had this life. They used to be desperate. One Sahabi said as well, Ya Rasulullah, says, I cry so much. Why? He said, why are you crying? He said, I cry for this reason, that here 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'm away from you or in the day, then I come back running to you, to see you, to do your ziyarah. But then we will pass from this world, where you will be and where will we be? Then that time, what will happen to me? And he said, well, enjoyment will get in Jannah when I cannot see you. When I cannot see you. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So this is love. We should have such love. This is how you make the connection, the relationship. And money, wealth, relatives, nothing will be useful. The Holy Prophet said that until you don't love me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, better, more than your mother, father, children, the dunya, and everything that it contains. This is a test. It's just that those children who you love, they leave you. They abandon you. Everyone will abandon you. The real love. With the Shaykh, then after the Shaykh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah. This is the ladder that we must ascend without any condition, no greed, no want of the dunya, nothing. No sort of precondition, nothing. Just Allah is in between all the connections in our love. The love for the Shaykh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the love of Allah. Just try this, implement this, and the life you will see enjoyment. And then you won't know if it's day or night. You won't realize, where am I sat? What am I doing? Anyhow, just in my heart some thoughts came based on love, so I thought I'd share those, some points about dhikr and love for Allah, these points. So let's generate, develop the love of Allah's name, develop the love with Allah, the relationship with Allah. And with this, don't come with a fuss or make some complaint, or I am old, why don't you come, or there's this one, please come, you should come. No, that's not. Whoever has love will come himself to the gathering. We don't need to run after people. Is this something to call people to? Dhikr? Is dhikr? Do you need to do tabligh? That please come to dhikr, please come to dhikr. What's this? Why do we have to beg? Rather, with us, Asab, mashallah, one Asab used to say, that, mashallah, there's no happiness of he who comes, no sadness for he who leaves. If they come, alhamdulillah. If they don't come, then run away. No problems, no worries. So when a person realizes himself and he has love for the connection, so does anyone say to eat? You run to the dastarkhan. Do you not run to when there's food on the food bank? Yeah? Yes, does anyone say to you come to work and earn money? You run yourself for the notes, currency, cash. Who says to you work? So this much love we don't even have for Allah that He's calling us and we should go and sit in His gathering of dhikr and we claim that we love Allah. And even if we come to dhikr, we'll have a list of thousand things. Allah give me a son, I want a daughter, I want her to do this, I want this job, I want this salary, this is not happening. We'll have thousands of things on the list. And then we have all the needs of our life, daily for the life. Allah says that I know more than you what your needs are. Why do you talk rubbish? Come and do dhikr and you'll get everything that you need. Automatically. Yes, why do you show me these lists and needs and wants? At least come and take part. Leave everything in the dunya and just remember me, Allah says. Yes, the hunger, poverty, clothes, are these things to ask from Allah? Yes, if you really love Allah and Allah loves you, then do you think Allah will leave your stomach empty? Allah will give you nakedness, no clothes to wear? No. You think Allah will put you into difficulty that you can't bear? These are adab for those people who are disobedient or disobedient women, men, leave salah, running after the dunya, they break the sharia, they are immersed in drowning in sins and singing, music, dancing, running after haram, houses, buildings, assets. For these people, they have misery. But those who love Allah, they are different. The people who love Allah, they don't need to present a list. Allah want this to happen, that to happen, everything. Allah knows everything. He knows everything. Everything Allah knows what we need, our needs, our wants, our desires. Okay? Understood? Yes. So will you love Allah through dhikr? Will you love dhikrullah or not? Love dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Morning and evening, dhikr, never leave it. Never miss a gathering. Who knows how long they will carry on? Think about this as well. It's not forever. These things aren't forever. Oh, remember this point. Yes, because the place of dhikr, it could disappear, it could stop. Then we'll feel it after. Very difficulty. It is very difficult to find the beautiful flower in the after a long time of coolness, Allah gives the heat. Yes. So we should value this, appreciate this. Today what we earn will be a great earning for the hereafter, a very great earning. It's not always that these gatherings are here forever. They will disappear. So we should value, appreciate. And then after that, we'll be running around looking. So earn right now. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq ability that I am not lazy, that I also keep on attending and present myself. I'm just like you, that I can keep coming, attending the gathering. If I'm lazy, then you will encourage me that please come, Hazrat Sahib, do dhikr. And then you can encourage me and I will also encourage you. Because I am also lazy, laid back. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us such love for His remembrance that we go to our graves and there's beautiful fragrance. And those who dig our grave, they'll say, it's very easy, this man has made it for us to dig the grave. And he said a beautiful thing. He said, some graves that they wait for the person who's died. They wait, they're waiting. And some humans, they wait for the grave. How? That they said that some graves, they come a bit in advance, then we're making their grave. But some people are like that, they haven't come. And their grave, we're stood there waiting. Why hasn't he come here? Why hasn't he come here? Look at this. So this is all Allah Ta'ala makes. Because that's our abode. That's where we're going to go to. Yes, with our eyes, you can say, inside I saw the change. I've seen people due to that good person who's going to come. It's easy. But those who are fraudsters, lying, deceiving, dunya, those, what will their graves be like? Misery. Hazrat Lahori Rahmatullah, lay amazing, the noise, the announcement of the Masha is Qabr Sharif in Lahore in Pakistan. And it's such a beautiful fragrance comes from his grave that you'd be amazed. So much beautiful fragrance comes from his grave. From far you can smell it. So tell me, what scent is thrown there? No scent. In the life, generate and develop the fragrance in your grave before you reach there. This is the real preparation. Yes, save yourself from haram, follow sharia. When you do dhikrullah with love and love for Allah is created, remember your life will be according to the sharia, within the boundaries of Islamic law. Yes, and you won't feel like going to haram places. You won't want to sit in wrong gatherings, even with relatives at home, your children. You'll be afraid, no, I can't go. You'll be trembling. No, I'm sorry, I've got no problem against you. I don't want to see your house, assets. I don't like it when there's something wrong. I don't like it. My heart doesn't feel like going to the wrong gatherings if they're unlawful. Your heart won't feel like it. Yes, so select the right way to spend the time. And that's what happens, and you'll tremble and shake when you see wrong or invited to the wrong. This is the sign of the love of Allah. Recite the Rushd.